Applebee's, I the NPR affiliate also working at the same time.
We're at the same outlet.
Sure. I interviewed a woman who is just a passerby, lives in the West Loop, 28-year-old. She's in marketing, and she said, they're amassed in this large number. I said, what do you think they're up to down here? And what do you think they're doing?
Terrorists.
So many of them. She said, well, I think they're just trying to intimidate people. It's scary. And they're looking for vulnerable people. Like, what's the reality? What's going on?
I think the reality is 90% of everyone we've encountered today, other than a very small but vocal minority, are glad we're here. More thumbs up. More, we're glad you're finally here, especially your inner city residents, the ones that have been the ones that have been up against your violent gang members, and that 4 years of unmitigated immigration across the border, those folks, as well as the 90% here today, are very glad we're in Chicago and we're not going anywhere.
What's going on here in River North? It's a very Tony neighborhood.
A very what neighborhood?
It's high upper income.
Yeah, it's a regular patrol like we would anywhere else. We work for the taxpayer, whether it's in a Tony neighborhood, as you say, or any neighborhood. The threat remains in the United States. Chicago's got a lot of murders. We're going to make this city a safer place. And it could be here. It could be Cicero. It could be South Chicago. It could be anywhere in Illinois.
My partner, Ashley, the photographer, said that the guy who was arrested was before, it seemed to be because he ran. Is that what happened?
No, there's various indicators. We call them articulable facts. And he exhibited articulable facts that made us take a look. And then we took a look, and our suspicions were proven true. It does appear right now he's an illegal alien.
And how can you tell by appearance?
Yeah, you know, there's many different factors that go into something like that. It would be agent experience, intelligence that indicates there's illegal alienage in a particular place or location. Then obviously the particular characteristics of an individual, how they look. How do they look compared to, say, you? What's your name again?
Chip.
Chip. Hey, Chip, you or other folks, how do they appear in relation to what you or other people look like? So a lot of different things that go into that. And then you've also got that agent experience and knowledge.
This particular guy.
What's that?
This particular guy, what were the factors?
You know, I'll get into that. That's still an ongoing federal investigation, so I'll get back with you on exactly what that is once we determine all those facts.
How many arrests today so far?
Several arrests, but I don't have a number. Two different teams out, so I'll have to get that number when the teams consolidate those numbers.
This is one team here?
There were actually two teams out today.
But so there's a third?
There's teams everywhere, all over Chicago. There's hundreds of agents.
These are the two that are downtown, though?
It appears, yes. Hey, Chip,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.